229 in the hymns of the spirit. Get you a book and sing out loud. Make a joyful noise.
Where I'm
our loved ones were true, then would not trust betray. Boy, that says a lot right there, don't it? Sister Beth, I had a nephew one time years ago. He had to have $20. That game was on sale at Walmart, and he had to have $20 to give it. Gerald, you got something I can do to help you? I need $20. I said, yeah, you come over here and help me wash these four vehicles, and I'll help you. And I'll give you $5 apiece for each vehicle to wash. Okay, I'm coming. Well, down there, he got over there and we washed two that day, and it was getting about dark. You see, I told him, I said, come back in the morning, we washed the other two, and I'll pay you $20. No, I got to have it today. The sale goes off on that game, and if I don't get it today, I won't be able to get it. I got to go get it today. Get it on sale. I said, all right, here's your $20. He went running and jumping in his car and took off, you know. And he ain't come back yet to help me wash the mother two cars. That's been 20 years ago. Was not a trust betrayed. And what made it so bad, the fella come back about 5 years ago and wanted to borrow $300. I said, you remember that $10 back when you was about 18 you had to have? You never washed your cars, you never come back and get to wash your mother too. I said, you still owe me that $10. He didn't ask for forgiveness. He didn't say I'm sorry. And he didn't get that $300 either. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it ain't really the money, you know, it's the principle of the thing. Y'all, you trust people, would not trust betrayal. Praise the Lord. I try not to give somebody the wrong word, the wrong impression. If you can't do something, tell them, I'm sorry, I can't do it. If they don't forgive, that's up to them. Praise the Lord. If he had said, please forgive me, I'd have had to forgive you. But he didn't say none of that. Praise the Lord. If they get $500, if they ask you to forgive them, forgive them. You know, if you can. Whew, I had to scratch my head on that one.
You can't get money to have no $500, that's.
Praise the Lord.
You have to take your cloak and shoes and kneel when you get the house and all.
I'm looking away.
it's a little heavenly down here once in a while. Praise the Lord. It gets a little heavenly, don't it, sometimes? In the spirit, get the feel of the Lord. Praise God. The presence of the Spirit of God feeds in the house. Blessing your soul. But I tell you, that heavenly home, it's going to be like heaven all the time. Praise the Lord. Amen. There ain't nothing going to be there to take the place of heaven. I know sometimes we have to leave church. Seems like it's more heavenly at church than it is about anywhere you go. Unless you get somewhere and get to talking about Jesus, get to talking about heaven, praise the Lord. It can be kind of heavenly over there at Warmwater if you let the Lord bless you. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. If they could put this on the ship, well, don't you know that crowd would be rich on the. But this, you can't find this just anywhere you go. And then you have to get it in your heart, Brother George. You have to get it in your heart. You can't get it out of the bank account at very first bank, which I can't hardly get much of it out of there. I've got a little account up there, but I can't get much out of it. But Sister Peggy, they can't put this in the vault. They can't put this down there. At Wachovia and BB and T, and you go in there and get you a little bit every once in a while and put it in your pocket. That ain't the way this here works. Amen. You have to have this way down deep inside. Amen. Y'all want to sing another song? Praise the Lord. I feel like praising God all the time. Amen. We can sing, pray, worship, preach to you. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, as long as we're doing something for Jesus.
What 199 in church.
Anyway. 199 in that other book.
Thank you. Thank you.
Y'all, our lesson found, lesson number 5 is found on page 27. And if we have a few extra minutes, we might read a few extra verses. If you've got your Bible, turn to James chapter 5. That's where our lesson is found at this morning, in James chapter 5. Well, y'all be praying for us around here. At the bottom, that slip will get you clogged up and scratching and itching. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. If we happen to have a few extra minutes, we might read a few extra verses after we get through with our lesson. I kind of like the title of this lesson this morning, Wise Words for Living. Amen. Jesus ain't got no words to give you.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't want to live, if you want to die, he'll tell you that. It's just the opposite from living. The Bible's got two ways for you to go. You go the right way or the wrong way. But this lesson this morning is for those words for living, wise words for living. And that's really all we got here at the little church, is the words to help you live for God. I mean, I know there's words that can turn people around and turn them away and that type of thing. Being deceived and not wanting to be deceived. Being mocked and not wanting to be mocked. There's some of them doing a lot of mocking this morning. Anita, she told me one time, she said, that's the reason why we come here. We want to hear the truth. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth this morning. It talks about them having a tingling cymbal and sounding brass and them itching ears. That's all they want to hear. They want something to tickle them a little bit, something that'll play with the heart a little bit, play with their mind, their sympathy a little bit, their feelings. They'll get up and flip and flop around a little bit and go on home worse shape than they were before they got there. Right. Amen. The Word of God and the Spirit of God, God Himself come with the truth. He said He is the truth, the way and the life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't get saved to believe a lie and be damned this morning. I was already in that boat. I was already in that category before I repented and got saved. God didn't send His Son that you could die lost. He sent His Son that you could be part of the living. Wise words for the living. I like the title. Ain't nothing wrong with that title there. I know the little church ain't real popular no more these days, but holiness and Jesus Himself ain't that popular no more. They some churches, they get offended if you mention the name of Jesus. Yeah. Ain't that a shame? Right here in America, churches get us, they get uproar and everything else with you if you mention the name of Jesus. If you just say God, you're all right. The world's full of gods. You can make a God out of anything. But let's see what the good book says for us this morning. That good King James Version. Amen. Now this first section here on page 28, it says warnings, boom, 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 boom. There's a light flashing here. Warnings for the ungodly rich. And James, he talks about the rich in mostly the whole book. He's got 5 chapters. He talks about the rich folks. And there ain't anything wrong with being rich and being a blessing with it. Living right and serving God with it. Job does it. You could do it too. What's that? David was rich. verse 2.
Such an man with you, with and after you, is in such a form of bone. Nor is all part of any bone for mocking.
How many more to read? 3 and 4. Sabaoth. That word Sabaoth, that's another word for host of heaven, the host of the kingdom of heaven. Read it 5 or 6 for us, Nick. Go to now. Other word, listen. That's another one. Go to now. Go to now and do what you need to do. Now, go to. Now, go and do what you need to do. Now. You see, go to now. They took some of the words out of that. They had a lot of shorthand back then, even in their speech. They didn't say all the words like we do today. The vocabulary was probably limited to a short amount of words back 2,000 years ago. Now they make up all kind of words. And one of the most ways I've seen lately is when they come up with a new medication. They've come up with some of these names. Boy, you can't pronounce them right. The doctor can't neither, it seems like. But go to right now, you rich men. There's a place that rich men can get right with God to. That's what they're saying. A rich man ain't got to be a crook or a thief or a liar. He can be a child of God if he wants to be. James is telling them, this is your opportunity now to go do it, to get your heart right with God. You know, Nicodemus, he was a little crook. He was rich. They thought like he was short of stature. He was the one who had to climb the tree to see Jesus coming by. Zacchaeus, I'm sorry, Zacchaeus. Nicodemus, I got him mixed up. He was the one born again. Zacchaeus. He said, Lord, if I have defrauded anybody, I paid him back fourfold. He said, I'll make it right. He said, if I've done him wrong, people don't believe in restitution when they get saved. Boy, I sure do. My uncle, I'd used up all his fishing tackle and corks and string and stuff. He left a tackle box in my truck one day, filled my trunk and car. And boy, he never did get that tackle box back. I used it up and wore the tackle box out too. But on down the road, George, I went back after I got saved. I said, Pete, we ain't never mentioned that tackle box. I said, and I owe you for that tackle in that tackle box. You left pliers in there and fishing line. He said, well, just bring the best of fish. Next time you go fishing, bring the best of fish. Boy, I was in a hurry to get to the water then. I wanted to go fishing. Well, I went down there, put him in the bucket. And Sister P, when I went home, I got out my scaler, my blade knife, and I cleaned the fish up, And I cut them up and got them ready to eat. And I told them, I said, I cleaned them just like I was going to cook them myself. I said, they're ready to cook. And I give them a big bag, Ziploc bag full of fish. Boy, don't you know I was happy? Yeah. 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 And I've done several other things too, but at the time I didn't know what I was doing. When I first got saved, I was lost serving the Lord. I was lost in Jesus. I might not have been lost in this world, but I was lost in the Lord. It seemed like it took a long time. You get a lot of things through this thick head, but don't be thick headed. Go ye now. Go to now. Find your place now. A lot of times that's what ruins rich people. They've done the wrong thing to get rich. They've done the wrong thing, and it's cankered. It's spotted with sin. It's spotted with the rust. It's spotted with the corruption of this world. You blend it in with the crooks and the liars and the thieves to get it. God ain't pleased with it. And you can repent of that too. God said thou shalt not steal, but you can repent of stealing. A lot of times that's what's wrong with rich people. If you hold your hired labor and reap down your field, and you kept back more than you thought, more than you said. I know a man one time got a business there in Lawrenceburg, and I was talking to him. I said, boy, you making plenty of money here. Every time I turn around, this place is loaded with business. Nah, we ain't making that much money. He said, this stuff we selling, I don't make the money off of it. I make money off of the labor. These guys doing work, I make a little money off of the labor. But we don't make the money off of this tire company. He said, we don't make the money off this tire. He got a warehouse slammed full of tires. Out back there, he's got a place recapping shop where he recapped tires, but he ain't making the money off tires. 2 weeks later, I went back and needed more tires, work done. I said, where's Mike at? He's gone to Hawaii. Him and his family, his children too. See, he took all the children, his wife. They're gone to Hawaii. I said, Hawaii? I said, God, when's he going to be back next week? He said, no, he's gone for 2 weeks. It costs you a small fortune to go to Hawaii for 1 week, especially when you got about five going. But they went for 2 weeks. They ain't making no money. Walmart ain't making no money neither. But they worth billions. They tell you to shop Walmart, save money, live better. I say you save money, live better if you stay away from Walmart. These people don't want you to know what they got. They don't want you to think they're making no money off of you. They want to make you feel like, oh, we treat you specially. We treat you right. You know a loaf of bread at Walmart, $2.50?
Yeah.
They can sell it for $1.25 and still be making money. That candy that they got there, that down there, that costs about $16 a pound, don't you know they could come down off of that stuff? They could come down on a lot of the stuff over at Walmart. Them people's worth hundreds of billions of dollars because they what? Defraud and oppress the poor. They don't care about the little poor man. They reap, have you heard the cries of them that have reaped and have entered into the ears of the Lord? Amen. The little people crying out to God, and God hears them. God hears your prayers. Amen. He sees the need of the people. He knows exactly where they are. You kill the just. They're killing the poor working man, living off of the poor man's sweat and off the blood of the poor man, busting his fingers and busting his hands, bleeding, trying to make a dollar, sweating out there in the heat, freezing out there in the cold. And they'll make it look. We don't live in pleasure on this earth. We got it tough just like you do. Just because I made $1 million last year don't mean I ain't got it tough. Yeah. They'll make it sound like, oh, I've got it worse than you got it. I've got to look out for you and all the rest of these fellas. Yeah, but I ain't the one making $1 million a year. But I like people that's got money and act right with the money. You ain't got to act the wrong way with money. Praise the Lord, the worst thing you can do is have something. God loves a cheerful giver. And then act like you ain't got nothing. That's lying, to have something and act like you ain't got it. That's defrauding. That's defrauding.
Nick, you read it.
Lisa, your turn.
Yeah.
Read that said, baby, in 9. A lot of times people get in a hurry, same like the Lord tells us to be patient out there. And he's being patient. To be honest with you, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth. It ain't pleasing to God to know that a lot of people ain't got their heart right with the Lord. You see, God wants people to get their heart right through Jesus, His Son, that's made the way for us to be part of that latter rain early. I believe that early is done and gone until He received the early and the latter rain. George, I feel like most of the church folks is done and gone, it's going to go. In the last days, He said that they wouldn't be but a few that would walk therein, a few that would find it. Most of your church folks have done gone to heaven this door. There might be a bigger percentage of people that goes at the last day than what's been going, you know, over a short period of time or whatever. But the thing is, there's more people on earth, you see. And therefore, that gives the Lord a bigger number of people that's going to serve Him. Because He's going to come and gather His people from the four corners of the earth. Huh? Them scientists looked for years, George, to see if they could find them four corners of the earth. They ain't found the four corners yet. What they found was that the world, the earth is round. God knows where them four corners is at. He said in one place He knows where Satan's seat was at. He knows where Satan sits down to rest too. The devil ain't got nothing over on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be patient. Establish your hearts for the coming of the Lord. Amen. And judge not and condemn not. Behold, the judge standeth at the door before. He's standing there before you know it. You'll be standing there claiming your bid. Amen. For the judge standeth at the door, before the door. Sometimes we think the Lord's coming a lot further off, but next thing you know, the death angel will be called your name and you'll be standing right there. You have to be ready in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, if He comes to get you or comes to get the church. Either one, you have to be ready to go. Sister B, read that next three on page 30, 10, 11, and 12.
Take, my brothers, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count it happy with you. You have heard the patience of God that have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other earth, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, that you follow your confession.
Now, he's talking to the church folks here now and said, take my brother, the prophets, Amen. We sometimes forget about somebody else's sufferings and afflictions, trials, troubles. Sometimes we think we're the only one might be suffering, sick, or down and out. Praise the Lord, I've heard here recently, I've got two buddies, both of them my age. I've got two buddies that amputated one of his legs because of sugar. I've got another buddy, I just heard last week or so, he's in stage 4 cancer. They ain't looking for him to last too much longer. When you get to stage 4, you ain't got much longer to go. But I tell you, you can always get out there and find somebody, see somebody, or know somebody that you might could cheer up, even in your afflictions, even in your time of trial. The Bible talks about having joy in the midst of your trials and temptations, afflictions. Don't do it. I tell you, let your weeping and be turned into mourning sometimes, but you're still supposed to have joy. You're supposed to have the joy of the Lord in your heart. And I know sometimes it's hard, like Job. Well, he found it hard there. When you read Job, if that don't touch your heart, just about nothing will. You can almost put your shoes, feet in Job's shoes. He sat upon the earth for 7 days, and his friends come and saw him and didn't recognize him. He'd covered himself with dirt and ash and sackcloth and didn't mention a word for 7 days. You ever sit down in the dirt and not talk for 7 days? Throw dirt on your head, ashes, sackcloth. Well, that was a tough situation. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we count them happy which endure. We should give somebody a good expression or a good word during our trials and afflictions. You know that's when people can receive the most from a Christian, when they think you so far down and out in such pitiful and bad shape that you can say something and bless their heart. The man said, I went over there to see that woman. He said, she was sick, suffering. Boy, she weak, can't get up and down. But I went to see her and talked to her. When I left, I felt better then than what I did when I went there, because she encouraged me. She was a blessing to me. Amen. Boy, that Sister Fanny, she called the house there about 2 days before she passed. She said, y'all bring me that baby down here. She said, I want to see that baby before I leave. I want y'all to bring that baby. Come by now. Mm-hmm. Okay. I said, you better take her on up there. She fixed it the next day and carried her on up there. Sister Fanny died about 2 days later. She's been saved since she was 10 and preaching since she was 15. Praise the Lord. Ain't never know nothing but church.
And she loved First Chapel Church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still, she still got a big place in Grace Chapel Church heart, too. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. You talking about Fanny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. She got a big place. Brother, sister, don't swear by the name of the Lord, by the church. The Jews were bad about that back in the day. Oh, in the name of the Lord, I'm telling you the truth. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you just like it is. In the church, in the temple, it didn't make a difference where they was at. You take my word, I swear in the name of God. That don't even sound right, do it? People does that, though. They'll tell you, oh, I swear in the name of God, I swear. They want you to put your hand on the Bible and swear down at the courthouse, I do. Tell them that I don't. I won't swear on the Bible or nothing else. The church, God's name, or nothing else. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Let them know that your word is good. Back it up. Your word one time, a man's word was all you needed. Now, if you telling me the truth, let me hold $50. And if you lying, I keep the $50. If you telling the truth, I get back to you. They got to have some collateral. They want some collateral on your word. But at one time, if a man told you something, you can count on. Carry it to the bank. Sit down on that page 31. Read that down there at the bottom. The difference. Read that for us. I tell you, we need to be the kind of person that is pleasing to God. We're going to stand before the Lord one day. That we be found in peace with Him. Without spot, without blemish. A lot of people are going to be woke up on that day. They're going to be awakening after a while, a reckoning, and awakening too. People are going to wake to find out, oh God, them people was right. There's God, Jesus Himself. There's a time coming when it's going to be too late. To be found of Him without spot and blemish. He's coming back after a church that's ready, that's made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, who's washed their heart and soul in the blood of the Lamb, who's lived according to the blood of the Lamb, who has served Him. Because let me tell you something. There's a day coming, the day of God, the coming of the day of God, where in the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Well, I tell you what, I'm looking for the day of the Lord. I really am. I'm looking for it. And if He don't come today, I'm going to look for Him tomorrow. Do you have that fear in your heart? The Bible said that the church is running, frothing, and doing like they're doing because there's no fear of the Lord before their eyes. They think that the Lord's coming has been delayed. Some of them say God done and died. Said the way this world's going, is He done and died? If God had done and died, I'd have never been able to got saved. I didn't go to church.
You know,
I didn't know the preacher.
If Israel brothers there are turning back and believing the Messiah hasn't come yet, he is coming. Some of them are turning, starting to believe that he's coming.
I tell you something. All the commotions going on in this world, all the events, they still happen. Mm-hmm. They try not to tell it like they used to. The whales washing up on shore, and the fish washing up on shore dead, and different things going on around the world. The ice melting up yonder
up north and all. They talk like the global warming. They talk like they can do something about that. If they had billions of dollars, they could do something about it. What are they going to do about global warming? They can make up any kind of name they want to. That's God's work. God can work, no man can hinder. And God can hinder, no man can work. This world's going according to what God wants. The earth is split, not young. Utah and Oklahoma, they finding them gaps 2 miles wide and all that, looking down in the earth over in them gaps, talking about, wonder what the world happened. Said the big tsunamis, people getting killed, these earthquakes, floods. God's trying to wake people up. Huh? They want to call it a flood. They don't want to call it God's work. They got names for these hurricanes, and names for these earthquakes, and tsunamis, and they'll name this and they'll name that. They'll try to figure out what happened. They cut up some of them fish that washed up dead, and them scientists are looking through them fish. Y'all see anything in there? You see anything in there? I don't see nothing in there. What, wonder what in the world would kill these fish like that? Cattle too.
Yeah.
Anything called gas. Might need to send her back where she come from.
I tell you something, folks, these politicians are just part of it too.
Yeah.
There's commotion and confusion and chaos and politics like you've never seen before. The Bible says the brother will be out with brother. Father against son, son against father, mother against the daughter. They're killing their children. They're sending them out down to the sewer and down to the incinerators and everything else. And God forgive you for murder, but you can't keep doing it. But that's murder. They killed their own babies. Last month or so ago, it was the 50th year anniversary, or something like the 45 year anniversary since they passed abortion.
Yeah.
They said they had killed over 60 some million babies.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to open the border down there and let them flood in there and come across and take care of them.
Okay.
Give them immunity. Mm-hmm. Give them Medicaid. Give them benefits. And give them a package deal. Some of them come up there the other month to the border and said, if y'all give us $50,000 apiece, we'll turn around and go back where we come from. Now, what kind of fool is that? Confused. People's confused. They think they're supposed to have something for nothing. Now, if you need help, you go get your help. If you're illegal immigrant, remember the word illegal. Sister B, if I take an illegal in my house, I'm aiding and abetting something that's illegal. If they bringing them in across the border and putting them in their house and in their cities and in their communities, and they abetting and aiding an illegal immigrant. But these senators and governors and sheriffs want to open the gates and open the doors, open the jails and let them out because they're going to send ICE down there to get them. They'll lock them up.
Let me tell you something, folks. Chaos and confusion. That's all this world's about anymore.
You can't have nothing seem like on the same page anymore. It's all on different pages. You think this man that put up there now is wanting to do good for the country. You want to do what's best for us.
And
they don't want that.
They don't want
that. I tell you something, folks. They can't find the place. They can't find the pleasure that they want, they even want. They live in pleasure on the earth and been wanting, in verse 5.
and wanting all at the same time. They got desires for something, and they're already living a lavish lifestyle. They already got everything. You know, they said 99% of the people has got 10% of the money, and then the other 1% of the money, they've got the other 90% of the money. 1% of the population. 1% of the population. 1% of the population only got 99% of the money, or 10%. They got 1% got 99% of the money, and the other 99% of the people only got 1% of the money. It used to be higher than that, but since they changed all these rules and regulations, so you can't get charged for different things now like you used to could. Now, if they want to go up $5 for a bag of ice, there ain't nothing wrong with it anymore. You just have to take $5 for a bag of ice. Used to they would get you for going up on your products like that, marking them up way up. But now you let some big outfit come up here at Rockingham, and all the motel rooms is going to go up. What they used to call that? Price gap. But used to, when they had a race or something, they'd go up on them prices up on the roof. You'd have to pay twice as much for it. So if you come back next week, we'll let you have it for $40. The race will be over with next week. Now you see, it's like the price gap now. That's the reason why you pay $2.50 for a gallon of gas. They living in pleasure and still want. They want. If they know you got another dime, they want it. That's what the Bible's talking about, rich people. If you got another dime, they want it. They got people that sits around all the days. All the thing they do is tally up how they can make another dime, or how they can tally up and make another dollar. Is there any other comments or questions? He was supposed to preach the funeral. But you know, the little old greedy, devilish little pastor at the church, the little one that's living in pleasure, still wanting everything, can't give a man not even a funeral service to preach. He told him, said, you read the obituary and make a few statements and comments about the family, I'll do the preaching. Well, it was told to him later on, you were supposed to have done the preaching at that funeral. People's living in a devilish state of mind now. Church folks. They ain't got God on their mind. They ain't got God in their heart. And it ain't just one situation. It ain't just one time. You hear about stuff like that with people all the time. They got the heart full of themselves. Self-centered. Jesus ain't got nothing to do with a lot of your church folks no more. There's a church right here in Laurel Hill that said got a gay pastor. I ain't wanting to call the name of the church because I don't know for sure. That's what I've heard. I ain't never been to that church. I ain't never stepped foot in it. And most likely won't never go. Unless God sent me there. But the church world, it's just about completely down to a few. And when God's people get down to a few, he ain't going to have no choice but to come back and get them. He said, because when I come back, there'll be a few that will walk therein. He said, I'll come and find a few that will find a way. with faith. And when the few get, when it get, it can't get below a few, George, because the number would be too low. Praise the Lord. I want to be part of that few, don't you? Praise the Lord.
God knows who's got heart to serve. God knows who's got a mind to serve. And sometimes God makes a way according to that. And then fear the Lord. Respect for God. God makes a way a lot of times when there ain't no way.
And I'm so glad we have that freedom to worship God right in America.
Right.
Even though people don't worship God like they want to be Christian.
Right.
But over in China, they just shut down a big church over there for the people worshiping the Lord. But the pastor said, no matter if they burn us down, we'll go somewhere else and worship. They threatened to kill their families. They threatened to kill them. But he said we'd still
serve the Lord. God's got people all around the world. He doesn't. He's got people around the world. He said he's going to come back and get his people from the four corners of the earth and we'll gather them together. And then when God comes back, God's people's coming together. God's people still is together with God today. Amen. God's people together with him today. But when God comes back, God's people going to be together with him forever. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a big difference when he comes back. Amen. That's a good, good question. This segment. Anybody else? All right. I love questions and comments, too. Yeah.
I'm so glad that we do that.
That's what I'm talking about, socialism right now. And that ain't thing but one step away from communism.
They're trying to get the Bible banned already.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid if Donald Trump had to be put in there like he did, I believe the Lord had a lot to do with that.
Oh, yeah.
You've been facing a lot of socialism today. But they would have been dead against the church and 100% for these homosexuals. And it might be that way for us over with the Lord Terry. You might see that in your lifetime, but whether they sure haul in socialism, pay 70 to 90% of your money in taxes. So the government can have full control. And when the government has full control, they'll find you a job doing something. They'll find you a job doing something. And they'll probably try to find me a job doing something. But when the government's in control, they find you something to do. So they can get that 10% or 90%. And you get 10%. They talk like if it pushed up and shoved and there was a big disaster hit the country, that the grocery shelves and the stores would be empty in less than 7 days. Somebody's going to trust the Lord after a while. Somebody's going to be calling on God after a while. If the Lord tarries long enough, you're going to hear people crying and calling out to God, go to ye now and cry. Ain't that what he said? Cry to the Lord. And if God make a way for you, you better take it. Praise the Lord. Anything else? Anybody else? All right, we certainly appreciate y'all. Let's see who's got a birthday this week. Anybody birthday, anniversary? Any birthdays, anniversaries? Thank you. I'm gonna know. I done passed y'all, so y'all just get there. I know the lady was talking to me a while back, talking about, said, I don't see no old people no more like I used to. I said, that's 'cause we are old people now. Lord, Lord help me. I turned 61 in June, and this woman, she's about 63.
Oh, wow.
I said, we are the old people now. You don't see a lot of old people when you get up to 60 because you're up there with them. Praise the Lord.
He's more than he had got five.
When you get up there in the 70s and 80s, you really getting on up there with the elderly folks.
Let's don't talk about that,
girl. Well, the Lord done blessed me to have 15 years, so if he tarries, I'm looking for 15 more, to be honest with you. So I'd be 75 before letting me live that long. 15 more years. Praise the Lord. God's been good to me. There ain't no sense in me trying to deny it. The Lord's been good to me. What do you think I'm going standing up here today? Praise the Lord. George, I didn't know the pastor. I didn't know the preacher when I met God. I didn't know the teacher. And I didn't know the Bible. I didn't know the Sunday school teacher. God spoke to me one day driving my car. And it was just like the light went off. Head, everything was opened up. When God speaks to you, you hear God talking. Anybody say, I hear voices, you better listen to the right one. The devil talks to you too. Amen. But when God talks to you, he said, my sheep know my voice. Didn't nobody have to tell me I needed to get saved after I talked to the Lord. I just didn't know how. Praise the Lord. God made a way for that too. All right, Elaine's turn to speak. Let's say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's one of my favorite parts of the service, the pity ball. It's
especially when we've got about a half a dozen running around wide open. Praise the Lord. Which I'll be praying for the baby. She's such a sweet little baby. Y'all sing us a song, one out of the archives. Give us one of them old songs. Praise the Lord. These new ones is good. As long as we sing the old way. Amen. Some of this new stuff sounds too new or too modern or something. I like the old fashioned style, don't you? I tell you, I ain't just against something, you know, rap gospel. I'm against rock gospel too. I don't care too much about that. But you got some pretty good soul. You got pretty good country gospel. You got some pretty good bluegrass gospel. And you might have one or two rap gospel that's pretty good. One or two rock gospel that's pretty good. But the biggest majority of this new stuff is just too contemporary, you know. I'm more conventional style.
Oh,
wonders how Jesus went walking across that water that night, Sister B. It might be entered into a lot of people's mind. How in the world was Jesus walking on that water? Jesus created that water. He got control over the sea just like he's got control over the sun and the moon. Amen. That ain't too far away from God. They say man just went to the moon, but I wasn't there, so I don't know for sure if they did or not. Huh? They said they did. But they talk like the sun is a lot further away than that. I don't know exactly how far the sun's supposed to be from the earth. But I can tell you one thing, it ain't too far from God's reach. He's still got control over the sea, the sun, the moon, and all that stuff. Y'all practice this dance.
Appreciate the Lord this morning. Thank you, back in church. Y'all pray for me some. Sometimes the Lord kind of gives me a message in pieces, and that's kind of what happened this morning. Sometimes I get I already know how everything's going to go, and sometimes I don't. But that's where we have to trust in Him. But you know, I was thinking about that song we sung, you know, Sister Lisa said, in death, less sleep. He said He'd take the sting out of death for a Christian, yeah. Sister Lisa. We don't have a whole lot to worry about when it comes to death, you know. And actually, that's going to be a little bit about what I'm going to be preaching on this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Job. And it might be a good time to move your bookmark to Job. We might be in Job a little bit. But it's Job. Chapter 1. And I don't know exactly how much I'm going to read in Job. But y'all just bear with me, okay? Job chapter 1, and start with verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and escheweth evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses every one his day, and sent and called them for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and only I am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, and have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elders' brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. I'm going to read verse 1 again and then I'm going to go over to James. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now, I'm going to go over to James. I realize that was quite a lot of scripture for me normally. But bear with me and pray for me. That's what I desire most. But turn with me to James. Chapter 4 and verse 14. James chapter 4 and verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor, and appeareth for a little time, and then vanish away. Whereas ye know not what ye shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Now Job in the land of Uz, when you went looking for Job, all you found was a bunch of desolation. His children were dead, his cattle was gone, houses were destroyed, and even in the end, Sister B's wife turned against him.
Yeah.
Job was sitting there and he wasn't in the meeting, Sister Lisa. Y'all help me out. He wasn't in the meeting. He didn't hear that he wasn't going to die. Job didn't know if the Lord was going to kill him too.
Right.
He had no idea what was going to happen. All his youngins were dead. Everything was. He didn't lose one youngin. Right. They say that there's no more greater pain that parents feel than to lose a child. He didn't lose just a child. He lost 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Right.
He lost all of his children at once. It wasn't one child. It wasn't 2 children. It was 10 children. And Job said, half of my cattle are dead. My camels are taken away. Asses are taken away. I have nothing left. No houses. The wind came and the houses are down. And I've got 4 servants coming and telling me they're the only ones that survived anything that happened.
Right.
They come and said, I'm the only one left out of this group. Another one coming before he could finish speaking. I'm the only one left out of that group.
Yeah,
another one coming before they can finish speaking. I'm the only one left out of that group.
Yeah.
Come on, help me now. I was driving on the road the other day, Brother George, and I seen a butterfly flying. Those little yellow butterflies, they're quite pretty. I love butterflies. And it was going across the road, and I was thinking, you know, butterflies only have 10 days to live. There's a big, I don't know how many people knew that, but butterflies only live 10 days. Any type of butterfly, it don't matter what kind, they only live 10 days. There's some big place, I'm not sure where it's at, Sister Lisa, you might have heard of it, but it's a butterfly, almost like a zoo. It's
a sanctuary.
It's a big encapsulation for butterflies. And every 10 days, every day, The man goes in there and he mounts butterflies. Uh-huh. Because they're so, some of them's real big, some of them's real small, but all of them only last 10 days.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. What would we do, Brother George, if you didn't have but 10 days left? Mm-hmm. Help me out now. Sister Lisa, if all you had was 10 days left. Now, Job, facing death and all that he was going through, remained faithful. He didn't know how long he had, Sister B, or what was going to happen. He didn't even know how he was going to die. He was sitting there. It could have been grief. It could have been the boils on him. It could have been his friends coming to say, we don't think you need to live anymore. It could have been his wife saying, if I kill you, maybe the curse won't come to me. But whatever it was, he sat there and he remained faithful. Sister B, if we only had 10 days left, how long of those 10 days will we remain faithful? How long, Sister Anita, would it take you to get out of a situation where you could serve the Lord fully and continually and faithfully for the last 10 days? How much would you do, Sister Lisa? How far would you go? How anointed would you be if all you had left was 10 days? What would happen on day one? How close would you be on day one? How close would you be on day 10 if all you had left was 10 days?
Help
me, Sister Lisa. I need some help. You know what? It's a shame, Sister Lisa. But some of, thank you, Sister Lisa, I feel that. Some of them sinners would spend those first nine days saying, I'll get out the last little bit of pleasure of the world. I'll wring it out like a rag until all, I can't do no more. I'll have all the pleasure and all the fun, and I'll wring it out just like a rag and soak it up just like a sponge. And on that ninth day, on that tenth day, when I'm done with my pleasure, I'll cry out to God and say, Lord, it's been 10 days. I'd like to spend this 24 hours serving you.
Right.
Brother George, your life is like a vapor.
Yeah.
And God's been too good for you to devote those last few hours, those last few minutes, just to Him.
Yeah.
Let's say on that 10th day, Anita, I'll make it all right.
Yeah.
On some of those situations that you're in, you can't even get out of in 10 days.
Right.
Some of all those problems we get ourselves into, we couldn't even get it out in 10 days. What if we only had 10 days left? What if at that 10th day, Brother George, you said, Lord, I'd like to go down now and give up all the pleasure and all the trouble because I know I can make it 24 hours. I might not could have made it 10 days, but I can make it 24 hours. And then on that 24th hour, the pool of Bethesda is not stirred. What would you do then? You can't come unless you're called. What if on that 10th day, you weren't called? What would you do then, Sister Lisa, if on that last day, down at the end, you weren't called? What would you do? You're out of time, Sister B. You're out of time. There's no more time. You got 24 hours, and there's no more time. You know what that butterfly does? It spends its days floating around. It feeds. It has babies. It gives life. It don't even, butterflies don't kill nothing. They just float around and give life. In those 10 days, Sister Lisa, if you don't waste them, you could be such a value to the kingdom of God. Our point is to make generation after generation. They don't have to be your children. They could be somebody at the grocery store, somebody at the bank, somebody at your job, somebody at the place you had to leave. Somebody somewhere will be a generation if you use the time you're given wisely. When they found Job, Job was sitting in a pile of ashes. Job was him and us, Sister Dale. He wasn't doubting. He wasn't disbelieving. He wasn't saying, Lord, what happened now? Where will I go? He sat there and said, Lord, the Lord giveth. And bless God, he takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job said, I'll sit right here in my ash and my soot. I'll sit right here scrunching my bowls with pottery. I'll sit right here. And at the end of 10 days, I'll be found faithful. Sister Lisa, the rest of your trial might not be, but 10 days. That'll give you courage, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And so, Lord, I ain't got but 10 days left. But you got to have courage if it's 10 days or 100 days. A Christian must remain the same. He told Paul, he said, I will never remove the thorn out of your flesh. But every day for the rest of your life that it is in your flesh, my grace is sufficient all the way, every day. If it's a long time or if it's a little time, my grace is sufficient for 10 and my grace is sufficient for 100. Sister Lisa, 10 days left ought not to give us courage. We ought to already have courage. He told Joshua, he said, be courageous. No matter how long the battle takes, be courageous. That's with the one talent, the five talent, and the 10. The one with the one had just enough grace as the one with the 10. Sister Lisa, no matter if it takes a little time or a long time, his grace is sufficient. That was for you Christians. Now, think about it, honey. If the Lord told you you had 10 days left, 10 days, how long would it take you to add to the kingdom in those last 10 days? All a butterfly ever does is add to the kingdom. That's all they do. They make generation after generation after generation. They don't tear down anything. Time they open up, they make generation after generation after generation. What would you do on day one? Would you be mad at God? You say, Lord, I got 10 days left. I'm going to spend 7 of them mad. I'm going to spend 2 of them mad. I don't think I should deserve to die. He didn't deserve it neither. If all you had from start to finish, Sister Dina, your life is like a vapor. It's here one day and it's gone tomorrow. He said, you're not promised tomorrow. He said, I didn't promise you I would give you tomorrow. Sister, Brother George, you don't know if tomorrow the pool's going to be stirred. They waited at the pool of Bethesda for 30 years just to get in quick enough when the pool was stirred. Because any other time, the pool wasn't no good. Sister Ethel, you don't come when you want to. You come when you call. You don't say, Lord, this is how I'm going to live for you. This is when I'm going to live for you. What would you have to do to get out of a situation where you could serve God for 10 days? How bound are you that for 10 days you would spend your time trying to get loose so just on the 10th day you could serve him? How bound down are you to where you have to take 9 days to try to get out so you could freely serve God on the 10th day? Spending your life bound down is not adding to the kingdom. Spending your life trying to get out of a bad situation ain't adding nothing to the kingdom.
That's right.
Sister Lisa, you can't wait till it's the last wire. What would you do if you only had 10 days? They found Job faithful. Job was sitting in all that destruction. You ain't never lost 10 children. You ain't never lost everything you ever worked for in your life at one time. Family gone, wife gone, house gone, 10 children gone, sheep gone, cows gone, livelihood gone. We've been blessed.
Yes.
Brother George, you got family to look after you. Sister B, something happened to you, you got family. We in here are blessed. We would look after Brother George.
Right.
Anytime you call me, Brother George, I'd be here. Sister B, I would look after you. Yes. Brother Tony, Sister Ethel, if y'all need me, I would look after you. Y'all, I try not to invade people's privacy, but if you ask me, you better believe I would be there. Y'all are my family.
Right.
We've been blessed. Job didn't have anybody to look after him. Friends were against him. Family was against him. There's always somebody that everybody can turn to. Whether you feel like you can or not, there is always somebody that will look after you. Sometimes you need only ask. Job didn't even have that. And he was a perfect man. The best in his community. The Lord said there is none that walks the earth that is like Job. And it, all that came down around him. You know what he spent? What he thought might his last days be? Spent him sitting in ash and soot. But he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. If this is my last day, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Sister Lisa, we got to spend our last days right.
That's right.
It is people who say, and I used to think this way when I was a child. I was thinking, Lord, there's too many rules, there's too many regulations, there's too many this, there's too many that. I'll live my life like I want to, and then when I go to die, I'll pray. And Mama told me one day, she said, Amy, she said, I was just a child. She said, what if you die in a car crash, and you die suddenly? She said, in the blink of an eye, what if you die suddenly? And I said, well, I couldn't get out of that sin. I couldn't pray. I wouldn't have time. Some things take time. We get ourselves in pits and bad situations and in sins that take time to get out of.
Wow.
Sister Lisa. And she said, what if you died just like that and you couldn't get out of nothing? You couldn't ask for forgiveness. You couldn't fix nothing. What if the pool of Bethesda ain't stirred on the 10th day? Sister Lisa, we have to come while it's stirred.
Right.
We have to come when the Spirit calls. Right. Now listen, there's a lot to pray about this morning. And I'm going to give an altar call. You come down, you pray for yourself. You pray for the people around you. God, it's an important time. The pool stirred this morning.
Right.
If you feel like you need to come, come. Don't sit there and overthink it on that pew. Don't sit there and overthink it. You don't have to fix things for God. God fixes things for you. But it takes time sometimes. And if it's this is our, I don't know exactly what all the message means. And I'm not saying anybody's dying. I don't know. Lord ain't told me that. But I am saying this. If the pool stirred this morning, the time's the time to come. When you feel it tug, the Lord's merciful and he's tender. We read that in Sunday school this morning. The Lord's merciful and he's tender. But his mercy will not always strive with man. What you feel this morning, you need to act on, not think on. Don't think about everything. You need to think about everything. If somebody comes to the Lord, you just do what he says do. You don't think about everything. That's what causes us such problems, Sister Anita is thinking. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. Don't think about it. This morning, get around the altar and pray just like you feel.